Good morning. I'm just topping up my mug of English breakfast tea. I've been out here in my studio for a little while this morning, making a list on my trusty studio blackboard of the things that I want to get done this week. I woke up this morning after having 4 days off over the Easter weekend, with a feeling of sort of vague urgency, urgency that wasn't particularly attached to anything, but nonetheless was making me feel rather anxious. And the way that I deal with that often is to sit down and work out what I actually need and want to get done, as opposed to the things that feel as if they're kind of pressing to be done, but probably aren't that important. Feel urgent, but aren't that important. So I made a shortish list on my trusty blackboard to help me decide the shape of this week. So that feels like a very good thing to do today. Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of April, and this is the 430th One Thing Today micro podcast. Every couple of weeks, this podcast, which goes out daily to members of Sustainably Creative, is available here free on the site. So if you're listening for the first time, hello. It's lovely to have you along. If you'd like to listen to these podcasts every weekday, then check out sustainablycreative.com/members to find out how. It's April. It's April. I'm hoping that April is going to be an awesome month. I'm going to be calling it Awesome April. Someone very kindly started a discussion thread in the members forum about Awesome April, and the idea being that we all try and do something that we think of as awesome this month. And my thing is to go and visit Oslo at the end of the week. I'm going to go to Chris Guillebeau's end of the world party, celebrating his 35th birthday, and also the fact that he's visited every country in the world. Now that really is awesome. But my awesome, perhaps not quite as big as Chris's, is getting on a plane and flying to Oslo. And something I've not done for a long time. I find travelling quite draining, so I tend to avoid it. However, at the beginning of this year, I decided I wanted to do a little more travelling this year to meet more people, to kind of make contact with some of the people that I know online and actually get to meet them in the real world. So I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm staying with a couple of online friends in Oslo, and we're going to Chris's party. So that is going to be a very, very good thing to do. So that's my awesomeness for April, and I hope that you can find something to do also this month that you think of as awesome. It doesn't have to be a huge thing, but maybe it could be something that takes you a little bit outside your comfort zone, something that you really want to do but have been putting off for some reason. Maybe because, like me, you're limited in terms of energy, and doing the thing that you want to do perhaps means you can't do other things. But making this awesome project a priority, I think, is a really good thing for April. If you followed the blog over this year, you'll know that I've kind of been theming every month this year. January was a month of reflection and planning, and February a month of tiny steps, and last month a month of celebrating. So it feels fitting that kind of momentum is gathering as we enter April, and that things are starting to happen. So that feels very, very good, and I wish the same for you. So why not have a think today? Think of something that you really want to get done and start to take steps to make plans to get it done. Like with everything else, it's possible to get the big things done, the big exciting things done, in manageable tiny steps. I know a couple of weeks ago going to Oslo felt like a huge thing, but slowly I've kind of got things together. Put my flight on my list on my blackboard is getting some kroner this week, and yes, printing out my ticket and getting on the train to go to the airport. I'm sure it'll be fine. Oh, I feel a little nervous just at the thought of it, but I'm sure it will be fantastic. So have a think. What would you like to do this month? What awesome thing would you like to have done by the end of April? And start to make some small steps to get yourself there. I hope wherever you are that you're having a good day today, that as always you can find that one small thing to do to move your creative life on just a little, and that always, as always, you look after yourself while you're doing it. And maybe that one small thing, that one small step, can lead you to something really, really awesome this month. I hope so. Take care. As I say, if you'd like to listen to these podcasts every day of the week, pop over to sustainablycreative.com/members and come and join us. It would be lovely to have you along. Take care. Have a lovely day. I shall be back for members tomorrow morning, and in a couple of weeks with another free podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.